Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, for a Zivig Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and Refuah Shleima Leliyahu Ben Sora, Lemordechai Ben Sora, and Leiloi Nishmas Malkus Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliel Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. Excuse me, but I'm on the road, so try to make the best of the situation. I just want to share briefly an idea that we find in this week's Parsha, Parshas Va'era, where the Torah tells us Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Klal Yisrael to announce that Hashem has spoken to him, and he's ready to take them out of the Shibud Mitzrayim. And it says, they didn't listen to Moshe mikotzer ruach me'avoda kosher. And the Ramban explains, very interesting, that they didn't have the focus to listen to Moshe, to concentrate on it. But the reason was mikotzer ruach. He says that mikotzer ruach, they were afraid of what Paro was going to do, that Paro was going to kill them. And that, of course, led them to just almost give up on life and just not be able to focus, not be able to concentrate. It struck me as something very interesting. We've mentioned here many times the post of the Mishle and the concept that how does it go, the pasuk? Slips my mind. Be'yiras Hashem, mivtachois. In the fear of Hashem lies the strength of bitochon. Because fear for an unknown, fear for a problem, fear for a challenge is what catapults us into a state of bitochon. I have a tzara. I don't know what to do. What's going to be? It's very dangerous. It's a very serious challenge. That's where I find the strength to rise to bitochon. Be'yiras Hashem, mivtachois. In the yira lies the strength of bitochon. And here, Ramban tells us that because they were afraid of Paroi, that made it impossible for them to reach. He says they didn't really have a problem with their emuna. They could have reached it, but they couldn't concentrate. They couldn't focus. So the Yira is really the culprit, he says, that caused them not to be able to listen to Moshe, to have that Demunah, to have that Bitochon. So it seems that Yira can work in two ways, vis-a-vis inspiring or enabling Bitochon. Mitzad Echod, if there's a manageable amount of Yira, I'm afraid, I have a problem, it's serious, there's an illness, there's an issue with Parnosa. There's an issue with a shidduch. There's serious issues in life. And those issues can lead me emotionally to a very simple place. And that is, I got to trust Hashem. I'm afraid. I don't know what else to do. There is only one place to turn. But there is sometimes a yira, which can be so debilitating, which can be so overwhelming, that could almost make it, the lotion of the Ramban is that, I give up on my life. I don't even want to go through this anymore. I give up. It's taking me to such a despondent level. It's taking me to such despair. It's taking me to such desperation. It's taking me to almost throw in the towel and to give up. That yira can prevent the person from doing the focus that he needs in order to come to the bitochon b'Hashem. And I think that's a very important lesson, a very significant distinction. We have to be very careful as life's issues overwhelm us, not to get too overwhelmed. Because if we get too overwhelmed, we just begin to give up and we can't even find the peace of mind, the strength of character, the menuchas ha-nefesh, to sit down and think, I have a problem. I'm afraid. What else can I do? The only thing I can do is to turn to Hashem and put my trust in him. But if the Yira gets to the point where I can't stop and think, where it paralyzes me, where it just makes me want to give up altogether, then I do not have the kelim, I do not have the capability, I do not have the strength to put that focus together and to pay attention and to realize that the only resolution to this problem that I'm faced with, to this fear that possesses me, is to turn to Hashem. So we have to be very, very careful. A measured, maybe a somewhat controlled measure of fear is a very healthy stepping stone. It sends us, it casts us into this mode of bitochon, the yiras Hashem, niftachos. But when that gets out of hand, when that becomes too overwhelming, when that reaches a level where I can no longer focus my mind, then at that point, all it does is interfere, makes me give up, and deprives me of the ability to muster the bitochon that I need to cope with and to resolve the issue that vexes me, the issue that confronts me at the present moment. Hashem should help us that as we face the confusion, the unknowns, the fears, the sometimes the overwhelming issues that face us today, we should maintain some level of composure, enough to be able to focus our thoughts, our minds, and our hearts, and say, I have a problem. Where do you turn at the time of a problem? There's only one place to turn at the time of a problem, and that's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not to become so overwhelmed that we just fall apart, we throw in the towel, we give up, and then we lose the one koyach, the one schus, the one mechanism which can bring us the Yeshua to all of our tzaras, and that is to be able to place our bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.